A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan each week here on 1290 WLBY. I'm Lucianne Lance, and today we're going to talk about precocious puberty in children and how it impacts the mental health of young girls. It's Children's Mental Health Awareness Month, and Dr. Kristen Gregory joins us. She is Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. I've never heard that term before, precocious puberty. What is it exactly, Dr. Gregory?
It's when somebody starts a puberty, which is the process to maturation, sexual maturity, and the changes, such as growth of the body and pubic hair, too early. Before the age of 9 in boys or the age of 8 in girls.
Okay, so that actually happens before age 8 in girls?
Yeah, it's been increasing as of late because the age of puberty onset overall has been decreasing over time in the U.S. Some of the theories are to that are that there's estrogen in cosmetic products or foods, diets high in fast food, childhood obesity because adipose or fat tissue has estrogens in it.
Oh, that's really interesting. So we'll talk more about that in a moment, but how does this early puberty affect one's health overall?
It can affect the mental health a lot because kids, especially girls that go through precocious puberty are at increased rates of depression, substance use, early sexual behaviors. It could overall be difficult for them psychologically.
And why is that? I mean, I suppose if we prepare your children well for these kinds of changes, does it really make a difference that it's earlier than would be normal?
Yeah, because it's at a time of youth's life where fitting in and acceptance with their peers is very, very important to them. So if you look significantly different than your peers, you might not feel like you fit in socially, especially physical changes like that that are obvious to the other kids.
And so those physical changes by having early puberty, they come on quicker and you're ahead of your classmates then, right?
Yeah, and then that can lead to, you know, people then, you know, the other students, you know, making assumptions that because you're ahead of them development wise, you know, might mean that you're sexually active or other things, which may not be the case. But, you know, kids can be cruel at that age. And
that's because we don't want to be different, right?
We
all want to be the same at that age and you don't want to stick out. I want to go back, though, the fact that you're seeing this, you know, more and more of earlier onset of puberty, you know, because of the host of things that go on in the world today. I find that just fascinating. And I can't imagine that that's a good thing overall. I mean, you've illustrated that with mental health as well. Is this something that is being studied and we're trying to, I don't know if you can prevent anything like this.
Well, yeah, they've been studying the average age of puberty and noticed it's been decreasing. And these are just theories, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of the research points to the estrogen and cosmetic products, hormones and dairy products even. A lot of milk now doesn't have growth hormone in it for a while. But for a while, that was a concern is
right.
That maybe the growth hormone in the milks you know, and that was, my kids were little, that was a concern of mine. I remember only wanting them to drink almond milk or, you know, rice milk because of that, but my daughter would, at the end of the day, was allergic to milk. So
interesting.
An easy choice.
We're talking with Dr. Kristen Gregory, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and precocious puberty in children and how it impacts the mental health of young girls. So let's figure out what we can do about this. If more and more people are experiencing this, this has got to be a topic for parents. How can parents help their children manage precocious puberty? What should they do, Dr. Gregory?
First of all, that, you know, they should be aware that it can occur and, you know, be on the lookout for these comparisons of, you know, maybe your child to their peers, any decreased confidence or noted body image issues, change in friends, because sometimes these kids will seek out older friends who look more like them, and then they might behave in risky ways, more akin to the older kids that they're hanging out with, but they still have that psychological, makeup maybe of a much younger person.
And so if you notice that your child is doing that because of this, should you tell them not to have those older friends? I mean, how do you handle something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely speak with, a mental health professional, but you could be aware of the physical symptoms too, acne, breast growth, first period, rapid changes in height. Parents concerned about the possibility that should visit with their pediatrician or care team because it can be caused by a variety of issues. It could be genetics, hormonal conditions. So a lot of times they'll do the blood work and imaging to test the hormone levels.
Do you recommend that a parent have a conversation with other parents to let them know this is going on and that maybe they can help their child understand these issues so that they don't create more problems for the child that's going through this? Is that a recommended way of going about
I mean,
this?
if it was one of your child's peers, I don't think that I would necessarily, educate, a parent of a child maybe that your child wasn't necessarily hanging out with, just because you don't know how they're going to take it, right? You'd like to think that parents are going to be supportive and kind, but it
Well,
always be aware that that's maybe not always the
yeah, you
case.
bring up a good point because often that's learned behavior, isn't it? People,
Yeah.
children are getting it from their own parents, so
But you can get peer-to-peer support from other parents of children that have early puberty and really make yourself a subject matter expert on, precocious puberty.
Wow, it's a difficult subject, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any other advice you have for handling something like this?
Just to, if you have a suspicion, if you have any of those symptoms, it's always good to check with a pediatrician first because a lot of times they'll do an imaging study and they'll monitor the bone age and always keeping lines of communication open with your child to make sure they don't feel any pressure. Maybe they feel pressure from older kids or older authority figures, even.
Even though this seems like it's somewhat abnormal, is it good to talk with your child about this is something we all go through? You're going to get through this. Does that help?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, parental support, that you have your child's back is always, a good thing. I remember when I mean, even the book, right? Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. So the girl was, wanting to go through puberty and get her menstrual period so badly, so she would fit in. So I mean, it goes both ways. And I remember, when I was in school, there were some girls that that's what they wanted because they wanted to get their period. They wanted to hurry up and get it in junior high. And I remember thinking, I don't know why you'd want to hurry that up, but okay.
It's a rite of passage, I guess, for some. I was 9 years old, so I was more on the early side when I
That
was,
was definitely, yeah, especially, back then.
right in the 1960s. So incredible. Well, very, very difficult topic to talk about, precocious puberty in children and how it impacts the mental health of young girls. And for more information, you can actually go online to ahealthiermichigan.org, and there's some good resources up there. You can explore this topic. Again, that's ahealthiermichigan.org. Our guest, Dr. Kristen Gregory, Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan.